Nobody, no poor kind like I do. Say the reason I know it, I done walked it through and through. If that's your little woman, you better pin her to your side. I say, if that's your little woman, you better pin her to your side. Cause if she flag my train, I'm sure gonna let her ride. I just can't get it straight now. I just can't. I know 4 or 5 races. I just can't.
Yeah. Would it help if I were to play this thing?
Still,
I
wouldn't, the voices wouldn't come to me. So now I get off to myself, you know, I get off to myself, and they come to me just like that. Of course, it's more time than one. More time in one.
But you used to play that song on the guitar,
right? Yeah, when I had my guitar man 5 or 6 years ago, I could sit down and they'd come to me just like that, just like that. Sometimes I get off, you know, in the room and shut the door where it wouldn't disturb my wife, you know, and.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it down low.
Yeah. And you can play that then.
Yeah. The voices won't come to me just like it's supposed to, you know.
Well, that's, I remember that happened.
Yeah.
He was saying something about Polk County water. Taste our drinks like?
You drink like cherry wine?
Yeah, and then there was something about cherry wine.
The Georgia water tastes like tetan time.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, okay, I know it.
And then another one is something about Peter?
Uh-huh.
Church fell down.
Uh-huh.
Were there any other songs you remember that had to do with Florida?
Let's see. Tell me, baby, where you stayed last night. Where were you, baby? Let me see. Where were you, baby, when the... Tell me, baby, where you stayed last night. You must have stayed with your good man, for you just don't look right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, I know a heap of, heap of, not no Polk County blues, but I know a heap of blues, you know, but I don't know how to ever sing them.
At least those are, one of the verses that I learned in today about that pinning. Mm-hmm. Shoot, I wish you felt like we were in the singing mood today, mm-hmm. weren't jittery or something.
And that's the truth.
I think that a lot of these, like I said before, these songs, ones that are complete and I can use, that are about Florida and things, I'm going to try to put on this record to put in schools and libraries,
uh-huh.
so they can learn about some of these things like people used to sing and do and everything. Mostly, it's going to be for children.
That's right.
And the history books just don't tell it like it was.
No. Uh-uh. No, it don't.
It takes people that's, down about it.
That's the God's truth.
And,
it do.
Ordinary people rather than people that are in political power or other things.
That's right.
But that's just a few people. That's not the majority of people.
No.
Well, was any part of that Polk County Blues, did it say anything about how hard it was down there for anyone to work?
Yeah, it's a verse in there about if you want to. Let me see. If you wanna do good, go to Polk County. And let me see. I can't
some
get it.
You wanted to move good, you go to Polk County, but it was how you can do good, or
that's right. It's something kind of I can't get it together. But if you want to do good, go to Polk County and something else. But I can't get it right now.
Is there anything about being mistreated in Polk County somehow, or?
No, it was something good, you know.
So most of what you remember about it was saying Polk County's a pretty good place to go?
There's something other, something kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get it together right now.
Yeah, I got really tickled in listening to this fellow Emmett Murray, another fellow that down in Belle Glade, when he talked about that song, all you old long time rounders, you better lie down.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about, he said, you lay down late and you get up soon.
Uh-huh.
You don't see nothing but the stars and moon.
That's right.
And
yeah, I mean, this guy, Leo.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he could pick them Polk County blues too. And he's a person that he said, just like you say, wake up late, something like that. Boy, and I'm telling you the truth, he could sing it too. I wish I know exactly. Could I get in touch with him?
Well,
that's the truth.
You know, I'm 4 days off.
I do too.
We can
drive
down there.
That's the truth.
I'd go to bar.
I know. I know it. I know that.
But he's the one that Leo needed.
I'm telling you,
he'd bang out those blues on the piano.
Man, I declare. Yo, I wish you could hear him.
Me too.
That's the truth.
Hmm. What church did you go to when you were back in South Carolina?
Baptist.
Uh-huh. Was it like a Primitive Baptist? Or
Missionary Baptist. Missionary Baptist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what my whole family was, Missionary Baptist. Mm-hmm. My wife and I, she ain't no member of the church. Mm-hmm. And, when both of you, when one of them member of the church and the other name, it's kind of systematic then. Mm-hmm. See, you be talking to something you know in the Bible, you just soon to be talking to somebody on the call, they don't know what it is, see. I got a big Bible to the house. Some Sundays I get there to the house and get to, read and go in Matthew and St. John like that, and I be reading in Revelation, that and she be saying mm-hmm, but she don't know what I be. She don't know where it's. Is I'm reading writer or not?
She wasn't raised up then.
No. Uh-uh.
Where's she from?
She from Albany, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Albany.
I thought most. Let me ask you something. This is kind of a thing that comes up a lot of times. Where I've interviewed a lot of guitar players that used to play blues. And then they seem to have really gotten religious in an older age.
That's right.
And completely did away with any singing of that other type of song. They only would sing sacred music.
That's right.
And then some people don't see that it's any harm.
That's
to do both of them.
That's the truth.
Have you run across that before yourself?
Yes, I sure have. But now, I'm going to tell you something. If I had to get out tonight and pick my choice of singing, give me the spiritual. Mm-hmm. Because In my young days, when I didn't care, I didn't study about nothing but the blues. But the older you get, the more you consider. Uh-huh. See, just like I tell my wife, I say, she'd like for me to get the Bible and read it, but what's the use of reading the Bible to a person and they don't know where you reading lighter or not? Then she'll turn around and say, you know everything in the Bible, don't you? I say, no, I don't know everything in the Bible. I just know some things in the Bible.
It seems like that Black community, the church is such an important.
I'm gonna tell you something about Tampa. It's some. I won't say all of them. All the people in Tampa that go to church. I hate to say this, but the most that they go for is to see how to undress and stuff like that. Well, that's the most what they go where they can get out Monday morning and tell a neighbor, you see what she had on or see what he had on. Or, I don't think that's right.
I've been going to a lot of these rural churches, and that doesn't seem to be the case. Way out in the country and stuff.
That's right.
People just flock in there, and everyone pitches in, and there's usually a dinner on the ground afterwards.
That's right.
And everyone brings something from home, whatever they have.
Yeah, that's the truth.
They can help. help make it more.
Well, out in the country, it's just got to be. But here in town, to these big churches in town, it's a whole lot of different in the churches in town and the churches out in the country. You hear about, the most thing they study about is that air, money in town. There's some churches here in town, if you don't give them $15 and $20, I know. I used to belong to a church on Nebraska. Every Sunday, they call Pastor Sunday, like that. But the other Sundays, you had to give just as much as you did on Pastor. So, well, I can't see it that way. When God was going around teaching and preaching, he didn't ask for no money. I ain't read in the Bible where he asked for no money. But these churches in town, just like Sunday, it was some quartet from up north to the armory out there. And to go in to hear that singing, it was $6. $6 at the door. And if you got your ticket from the door, it was $5. All right, them people will come to sing. They get their money. They get their money before they ain't much come. Well, and call itself singing for the spiritual. I don't think no. I got some cigarettes. Yeah, I got some. I got some to the house. I'm trying to quit smoking. Yes, I am. Yes, it is hard to do. It sure is. I tell you something, my wife, she, you know, I'd have to, when I get it, I'd have to, you know, go to somebody else's house and pick it, because her nerves is awful bad. Awful bad.
It
sounds
like you got quite a burden.
Yeah. Right now. Yeah, she is awful nervous, and anything can happen. Around the house, I got a German police dog, and he got her loose one day and bit a lady. And Lord have me, I was working, and she walked way up there to the store to tell me about it, and she was crying, and you're going to just have to get off and come and see about that dog. And got me all upset, you know. So having the lady come up there, she talked very nice. She said, Mr. Willis said, your dog, I keep the dog tied, see. Mm-hmm. I don't let her run around. She's a girl dog, been spayed, you know. And I got a tuck up pretty short, you know, with a big chain. But if you go up there and go to playing with her, she don't like that. She shows, and even most especially when you're a stranger, she don't like that, and that's what happened to the lady. See, but I just cared and had her inoculated, you know, and she good, she good in her way, but her nerves is bad. She had a bad spell of sickness. a bad spell, and she you know, sometimes she get to talking. I'll never get from well, you know, so I won't open my mouth, I won't say nothing. If I go to talking, yes, you will, or something like that, then she'll talk more. I just won't say nothing. It's her nerve, see?
Well, they can do anything in the world to you, those nerves.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Sure will now.